Sif Lamed Ches, Mutter Lechel, Sfrofim, Mitukim, Vigmoya, Feito, Chayo, Kedei, Lahanin, Hakos. Chazan wants to make his voice a little smoother, can drink types of sweet syrups and raw eggs. It's not considered a refuah. Tamoban, I am Kippur, you should not do that. Sif Lamed Ches, Enoitim Apiktoizen, Dehaino, Gromat Ki, Afiyu, Bechor, Mishmes, Roichlan. A person should not do procedures that cause him to throw up so he can eat again, because that's considered improper behavior, even in the weekdays. It could also bring to serious machalis. Vim mitzta'el miroiz matal. He overate and he has a stomach condition based on that, and he wants to relieve himself from some of the food. Then, b'chol mutar afilo v'san. In a weekday, he could even use medicine to cause himself to throw up, just because he has too much in the system. But Shabbos also, v'san mutar b'yad. Shabbos, you now use a medicine for this because that's considered refuah. But if you do it with his finger inside and causes himself to throw up, that is permitted on Shabbos. It's a chiddush because usually if it's a refuah, there's no difference whether you do it with medicine or without a medicine. You're doing a medical procedure. Yes, kind of not considered a full medical procedure. You're not fixing up the body. You're just taking out something undesirable. But since you're doing it with a medicine, it's close enough to refuah to be awesome. This man, a choishish me meyev, person has a stomachache, muta, liten, aleim, koisha, eirem, menos, chamim, afavishadayim, yeish boi hevel. You might put a warm cup or pot or whatever it is, that it was heated up and the water that was in it was poured out and it's still warm, kind of, it's not burning hot, it won't burn him. And this is not considered a type of medicine on Shabbos. Also, we had this before in Shinuch Avoh, it's not something done with medicine, it's just something to warm the body. You know, a hot water bottle also. Including this. Nehem Aleph, Mishin is Nishtake, a person got drunk. His refuah is Lasuch Kap is Yodav Raglov, Shirufu also Lasuch Kap is Yodav Raglov, the Shemin, Buddha Lasuch Mishabbat. In those days, there was some type of procedure of putting on his palms and his feet oil to remove the drunkenness. Or Maisa, that's not considered a medicine, it's just taking out the inebriation. And therefore, it is permitted to do that on Shabbos. One is allowed to smell tobacco on Shabbos also. If healthy people do it, it's not considered a type of medicine, even if you're doing it to calm down some type of headache or drunkenness or whatever. Yeah. The gist of the Mishapur is there was oil and salt mixed together, but whatever this was, and it's all right. And base, Ein Misamli. In modern Hebrew, Misamli means to exercise. Here it means, according to the pshat of the Shulchan Aruch, the Haimah Shetoyves ala guf bekoyach edei shiyageya viyaziya. Some type of, the way Mishabu explains it is some type of exercising of bending the arms and legs back and forth, and that causes the person to eventually work up a sweat. That's also considered a type of refuah. Ayla Choyah, he's not using any medicine over here, he's just moving his body in a certain way, exerting himself. So sometimes, this process of bringing a sweat can be done through medicines, therefore we're concerned that he may do it through medicines also. So anything that sometimes is done through medicines is also done even without medicine, if it's a refuah. And the only things that are permitted are things that are never done with medicines, it's just done, we said before, something to warm the body or see other procedures that are permitted. So anyway, this is also the also litchoy kreisish of tinekadein lahoitzi hara'i. So also to press on the stomach of a baby so that relieve him of the digested matter in his body, because it's also something that is done also with salmonium, considered a type of refuah for the baby. So chiddush over, because before it says to throw up, is if you do it with your hands, and when you don't do it with medicine, it's permitted. It's considered more of a kilkul in the body, not just the fact that he has too much food, which is the case. A person is constipated, it's not just his problem is not just that he has too much food, that his body isn't working properly. The person eats too much, there's nothing wrong with his body, too much food in his body.